Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello. Welcome to The Real Housewives of Rewatch. I'm Sue Funk, and I'm here with
Danielle, who is back from being sick again. However, we'll see, you know, I can power through most sicknesses, but my glands were just a nightmare. Like it would not have.
That, I feel like every time I texted you, it was like another thing. It was like, and then my stomach's hurt, and then I have pink eye, and then I have this. I was just like, Jesus, Danielle.
It literally, like
getting out of the house again.
I don't know, man. I'm not someone who typically has been sick, so mentally being sick multiple times since daycare started is definitely, it wears on you a bit. It really does. But trying to be positive, we're heading into summer.
Yeah.
Hoping that means a little less. I'm not naive to said things continuing for a while, but I'm hoping maybe just a little bit less than obviously starting daycare in the middle of winter. So yeah, but I'm here. I'm ready to recap the final part of season 5. The reunion
season. Yes. So we were just talking off episode about how neither of us were excited about this reunion. And it's such a bummer because I love Roni, but man, this reunion was a tough one because my issue was all season, like Aviva hijacked this season to me. Like
yes.
Aviva took this season and made it about something inconsequential. When, like, we're going through stuff in this season, I was like, oh, there's so much that we could have gotten into, like, and I found it really interesting going into the reunion. I felt like they made it very Carol-centric and Carol-favored, and I was interested to see how you felt about that.
Yeah, a bit. I could see that. I think it was.
What were your feelings going into it?
Just how much I dislike Aviva and yeah, how unlikable she is, and how I will say by the end of the season, the Heather turnaround was quite nice. Yeah. You know, it got to the place where I was like, right. This is why I liked Heather. But yeah, no, Aviva just not, I honestly am surprised that she came back for another season, but I think they thought like, oh yeah, she causes drama and problems. But not that she's like just unenjoyable to watch.
She didn't know how to propel drama forward. It's just like,
no, she sticks to the same thing.
Exactly. It's like, it's one thing to be like, oh, you're always bringing up drama, you know, like a Candace, or, you know, like there's the pot stirrers, like a Rinna even, who like became problematic at the end because she was also doing the same thing of just making it one thing. You know, like she was always going after Lisa Vanderpump, and then she was always going after Denise. And it was just like, you have to like a Karen Huger as well. Like, well, like no one is safe. Anything could happen at any moment. And Aviva just kind of just stewed in this drama that like just died. It just faded out, and no one, it was hard to care about who was right and who was wrong. But the looks were very interesting. Ramona is in a pleather top with a chiffon bottom that's royal blue.
And how can one forget the necklace she's wearing, which is the Titanic jewel of the sea looking necklace? Like, this giant blue diamond necklace is on her. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so Carol's in a short dress, not a lot of gowns. Still early Housewives reunion.
York never really did gowns, though, in the way that
Yeah.
OC was never really allowed to do gowns. Like, they were given different instructions, I believe, as is always what I've heard, that like that was not the vibe. They didn't want all the reunions to be the gowns. The set is also just jarring to look at for two episodes. It's like these purple couches, and they're angled like so awkwardly from each other. It's, I know that's for filming, but to the eye, you could tell they literally were just like facing out, like they weren't even arguing facing each other.
And there was also like a table in front of them that I was like, do I love this or do I hate this? And it like curls under itself. And I think I was just distracted by it because I just kept looking at it, being like, I don't know how I feel about this, but it's very abrasive of furniture in the middle of them. It just didn't work for me.
No, nothing was working about the set. The dresses weren't horrible. They just
No, they
were.
weren't. It was just very interesting.
Yes. I will say Heather had the best hair. It was
Oh
absolutely
yeah.
outstanding, and that was like my dream, the way she had it styled. It was so good.
Heather's got great hair though. I feel like for the
She
most part,
does.
her hair looks great. And I'm glad that she never cut it short. You know, like she wasn't really.
Yeah, we all want to cut it short at some point. I'm dealing with my postpartum frizz that is just out of control. Weird, awkward length regrowth hairs that I need to, because I lost hair like after giving birth, you lose hair. Because you don't lose hair when you're pregnant, then it all comes out.
Yo, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. That's what this
God.
literally is. Yeah. So when you're pregnant, for many people, you stop losing hair. So, like, that's why they
You
would say,
just have like, I knew that like your hair gets like really luscious when you're
that's
pregnant,
why you don't. I was losing
but
like
I
two
didn't know
strands in the
like.
shower, and then like 3 months postpartum, it loses like everything it held onto, and then it's like these awkward postpartum regrowth bangs.
My jaw is on the floor.
It's
Yo.
also underneath too. It's like a
My
little,
friend
it's all
Katie
over.
Campa, she's a comedian, and she has a joke that every day she finds out a new horrifying fact about pregnancy, and that is my fact of
It
the
doesn't
day.
happen to everyone. It doesn't, it's
Yeah.
not, but it
Well,
is
that's like
pretty.
there's like you grow hair on your stomach, your feet can swell up and never return. Like it's
Yeah,
just
I didn't have either of those things. I had other things, but not
but like
that.
that's the thing. It's just like this worst spin the wheel of fortune ever. I feel like, I mean,
Yes.
yes, you have a baby at the end and it's adorable and wonderful. God bless, whatever.
And
But
that is why I have an IUD, because I ain't trying to do it again. We survived, and that is
blow
all.
anyone's ears out with my cackle. That was hilarious.
My gosh, but we should get into these two episodes. Though honestly, it's not that much to recap because they only had like two major fights throughout the entire season,
I
in my
tried to
opinion.
bullet point my favorite parts. So at the
Okay.
upfront, Andy goes, Heather, your greeting of Hala really was very divisive. Like, what do you think of it? And like Sonia and Lou are like, I don't know what it means. It must be a street term, which I
Oh
thought
my
was so
God.
funny. And like Heather's just like, yeah, like it's just a cool way of saying hi, you know, like holla. Like she loves it. She's very proud of it. There was also an interesting question where they asked the old cast how they felt about not having the new cast around.
Yes, and I believe Ramona said shocked, Sonia said scared, and I forget what Luann's response was to it.
They were worried, but they said that they were welcoming. And they
Yeah,
were,
okay.
yeah. But yeah, so then they asked Carol why she did the show. And she
She
said
gave a weird answer.
this answer multiple times, though. She said it in seasons ahead. She'll say, like, oh, it's a spectacle of journalists. I'm a journalist and I want to get out of my comfort zone. And it was a struggle, but she enjoyed it. It's her guilty pleasure. And I was like, what a fucking rich bitch to be like, doing a TV show is my guilty pleasure.
Not just that, I would just be like super offended because it's almost like she's like, oh, I wanted to be with the zoo animals, like from like an anthropological study. Like for many of them, this is their life, this is their livelihood. I don't know. It was a very pretentious answer. I didn't like it.
Yeah. Then they go into Lou being problematic in front of Carol. And like they like literally just go through all of Carol's critiques of Lou. And this is why I was like, you just really love Carol on this show, producers. Because it's all like, here's another thing that Lou did. Here's another annoying thing. And Lou finally admits that she like did the Native American like
War cry.
war cry, thank you. Just to piss off Carol, which I was kind of like, all right, I appreciate that you did something just to annoy her,
She's
but
trolling her
doesn't make
without
it
knowing that
right.
that's what she was doing.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting with that. Oh my God, what was I just going to say? Lou. Oh, right. Yes. Watching this. Sorry. Just totally. The brain turned off for a second. Watching this, it was a nice reminder that the Lou Carroll versus each other thing went on for much longer than I remembered.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot that this started basically in their first season together, and it wasn't just like her and the Adam thing, which we know comes later.
Well, and it's also just like she just likes to get a rise out of Carol. She really does.
Yeah.
And then there was also the whole thing about borrowing clothes, and they're very much like Lou's like, you know, I just said because I would borrow clothes from your friend, because I was going to be on Life and Style, and they're all like, Life and Style is not Vogue. They make Life and Style se seem like the goddamn penny saver. They're like so mean about it.
Well, and Carol saying, I never borrow cl clothes.
Yeah, and like Lou's like, there's literally racks of clothes out in front of your door right now. And she's just like, oh, you know, like that's all mine. And Lou says that she was very offended that she said that Carol said that Michelle Obama wears this designer's clothes. And she's like, well, Michelle Obama also wears J. Crew. Do you don't not think I can wear J. Crew either? And that was like, I was like, this is early Giovanni
Yep.
vibes.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, God, this show and clothing has probably the most drama over that. I remember when Ramona like stole the clothes from Bethany's like TV show.
Yep.
So yeah, remind me of that.
And then Heather, like they ask Heather, they're like, what do you think about clothing borrowing? And Heather gives like an answer, which I don't even remember now, but Lou
No, I don't remember what she
is
said.
so mad that Heather gave a good answer. And she was like, Aviva said something too. Like she was just like very diplomatic about it. She was like, this is why everyone's upset. And everyone was like, oh, that's true. And I was just like, made me angry because I was like, Aviva, you do understand thought and reason.
Sometimes.
But so Lou's just like, Heather, your reasoning is stupid or something like that. She basically like
Yeah.
gets in Heather's like direction about it. She's just like, and like Heather's like, Luann, I defend you all the time. And Lou just goes, when? She just has such a big when.
I know.
Heather.
She does not.
Carol gets a question about why don't you ever confront the ladies face to face? You only do it in the confessional, and that's when you're the meanest. And everyone's like, yeah, Carol. And she's like, I'm never mean.
It kind of reminded me of Paige from Summer House, who often at the reunions is a lot more confrontational, and in her like interview moments says a lot of things that she doesn't say in person. And that's got to be, they do get frustrated with it, and that's got to be very frustrating. I can't imagine watching that back as like a friend.
I just think that Carol needs to understand the concept of punching down. In comedy, you're always supposed to punch up. Like, I can make fun of people who are richer than me, but I shouldn't make fun of people who are like having struggles, because then you're just making fun of someone who's already down.
Yeah.
Like, it's this idea of, you know, it's you don't ever want to be better than someone when you're making a joke. You want to be equal to or less than. And Carol doesn't understand that she's punching down on these ladies. Then we get into the Heather and Ramona of it all.
They were kind of like very like, no, we're fine. Like, they didn't really seem like they wanted to get into it, because it seems like they came either to an agreement or they moved past it, where we're like, we did this, we got off on the wrong. Like, it was actually two people who understood where they got off on the wrong foot, so they didn't need to re-argue about it. They were like, what did she say? The thing that you like the least about yourself, when you see it in someone else, it makes you not like them. So both of them talking so much. Oh, this was okay. Now I'm remembering. Sorry. Sue knows this, but I took notes on all of episode one, and then all of it got deleted.
Mercury retrograded all over your ass.
Yes, it did. I literally had the document open, and Google was like, you need to clear up storage, delete some things. And it had it as a suggested document and deleted it. So thank you, Google. But this is what I remember. You and I early on discussed how we thought Heather seemed nervous on camera and uncomfortable. Yes. And they pointed it out at the reunion that they now see that as well. And that's why she was, what Ramona took as fake and phony really was just nerves from Heather. And Heather talks about her smiling so much because she just was trying to be polite and she didn't know what to do and have manners. And it just reminded me of when you and I were discussing very early on, we're like, she seems nervous. And we often forget how nerve-wracking it can be for some people. I'm sure, I've never filmed a TV show, to film a reality show, to all of a sudden have cameras following you. And, you know, so it's just nice that there was like a fourth wall semi-breaking acknowledgement of that.
Absolutely. No, they really do. And I think that's why they're so easy to bury the hatchet, is because it's just like, oh, you were fucking nervous. And that's what it was. There's a commercial break, and like, Andy's just like, Ramona, your lipstick is fucking horrible. You would murder me if you saw yourself right now. You've got to fix it. And then Ramona also says that she's very hot, and she's like, we need to turn down the air. We need to turn down. And Carol's like, I'm freezing. And she's just like, whatever, 2 more degrees down.
Oh my gosh.
And as the person who is always hot, I am team Ramona on that one. Sorry, ladies. Then they show a St. Barth's package, and I just was like, wow, they were having a lot of fun before Aviva came. And then
so much fun before she got there.
I totally forgot that Aviva quoted Rush Limbaugh.
Yes, she did.
She was just like, oh, like, I forget even what the quote was. She was like, I don't know. Or like, even Rush Limbaugh said he was with a hooker or some shit. I don't know. It was just really meh. And Ramona likens being with Aviva to being in the house with her father. You turned on me like a viper. And Sonia just goes, it was terrible. And it was just really funny that she was just like, it's just terrible. Heather was like, you know, watching that episode back, Lou really stirred the pot. Aviva apologized again. Yeah, there was like, but Lou wasn't like, yes, I did. It was just like, what? Then Aviva has to start apologizing for all of Reed's comments, calling them pent up cougars, and then the fat shaming that he like did, which like all of a sudden Ramona's like Miss Body Positivity and talking about women struggling with their weight. And I'm like, you probably called me Chubbo when I walked down the street. Like, I'm just like, there's just no way that you are this pro body positivity, Ramona.
Yeah, also Stop making women apologize for things that their husbands say. Aviva didn't say that. Is it a shitty thing? Yeah. Should any of them told him that was a terrible thing in the moment? Yeah. But I don't like, ask Reed why he said it. Don't make Aviva be in the position. Of course, she's going to defend her husband.
Yeah.
But don't make her do that. I don't like when they do that.
So now we're on to part two. So you've got a note.
I got my nose. And it really kind of ended part one into part two, all about Luann and the pirate lie.
Her alleged night with the pirate. I love that.
And I will say this.
Like, it was alleged. It was alleged. I was like, what kind of blood oath did they fucking do? I'm sorry. What were you
doing? I know. That, so I didn't realize when Luann came home with the pirate that they knocked on Heather's door to see if she wanted to join them for a drink. And in my opinion of learning that, because Heather literally came to the door and was like, what are you guys doing? No, I don't want to drink. She went back to bed. If you're trying to cheat on your partner, you don't go to any of the other girls' rooms to let them absolutely 100% know that a man is here with you. Now, I'm not saying 100% nothing happened, but yeah. I don't think that that was Luann's intent when bringing him back. And honestly, at this point, I don't think she slept with the pirate.
I feel like she would have admitted it by now.
Yeah, I agree. I know Sonia has said stuff, but Sonia's an unreliable person. I don't
think she's an unreliable source about her own life, let alone
others. Exactly. So I don't think she slept with the pirate.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Right. I think she knew it looked bad and that's why she lied to Jacques.
They also offered Jacques to join them at the reunion and Andy was like, he politely declined our invitation. I thought that Then Andy asks Ramona about Lou and like, what did you think about this? And Ramona's like, well, Luann loves her man and can't, you know how she loves her men and can't keep her hands off. And, you know, she had an open relationship and Lou freaking loses it on her.
As one would, because it's like, why are you bringing this up again?
But she's like, do you want me to go into your marriage, Ramona? Do you want me to do you think your life is so perfect that no one could say anything? And this is where I'm like, there is a blood oath somewhere about the Mario.
I know.
All of it. It was just like, I felt like it showed the real Lou. And you're right. She shouldn't have gone there. Ramona should never go anywhere. But it was just really like the way that it lit Lou up. I love moments when you can really see like the true Luann.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like Sonia's just like, you know, of course she wouldn't bring like, she doesn't want her kids to know about this kind of stuff. You wouldn't bring like a man around because you don't want your kids to know. And Carol immediately is like, well, that's why you don't bring a man home. Like, that's why you wouldn't bring the pirate home, right, Lou? And, like, Lou is like, Carol, you never miss a chance to make a dig. Like, ever. And so it's just that back and forth. Then there's the Sonia. You've always been spicy, right?
Ugh, I don't even want to talk about the segment. Package.
It was so weird.
It was not it. It was like, I feel like maybe they were trying to be funny, but I was not into it. And then we get into something else that I hate, which is George, Aviva's father.
Oh my gosh. Well, before the George thing, can I just bring up that at the end of the Sonya package, Andy's like, we made you something at bravo.com. It's your tagline. It's, you know, I've always been the straw that stirs the drink or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's the worst designed t-shirt ever. And it's on Brands by Bravo. I mean, it's on bravo.com. And I was just like, Brands by Bravo needs to show this horrific monstrosity of a like thing. Cause I also wonder if it's like,
did you find it? If you sent me a picture,
I will send you a picture of it. But I was like, is this the first like merch moment from a reunion? Like, I found that very interesting because it was like they didn't really have shop at bravo.com. like, that wasn't a thing. I feel like definitely not last season, like, or the first season when Jill was like, Team Jill.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to find this. If nothing else, I'll get a screen grab from the episode. But it was, it was bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna need the photo of that if you can find it.
Yeah, it's the design was just, I'm sorry if you designed it and you're listening to this. I don't mean to insult your work, but it just, Etsy could do better. I'm just... but yeah, Aviva's dad, he's inappropriate. Yeah, and Sonya was hurt because Carol, like, Aviva was like, I'm not going to set Carol up with my father. She's a good friend. But, like, it was just, Aviva was just like, well, at that time I was closer with Carol and she was like my sister and blah, blah, blah. And, like, Andy's like, but you'd accept Sonya as your stepmom? And she was like, you'd be a great stepmom. And Andy is so fucking shady. He goes, yeah, she'd spend your inheritance.
Andy definitely was being shady at this reunion. He was probably the best part of it. He was being shady.
He was really having fun with that.
Yeah. So then we get into Heather versus Sonya and the toaster oven, right?
Toaster gate.
Basically. So Sonya has... what are they, foam boards, right?
Yep.
And I wonder, is that the first time, at least in New York, that we've seen someone bring something like a ridiculous prop / receipts? I don't even know if it was receipts. It wasn't really. I was confused with the boards were showing.
So basically, it was really messed up and insulting to Heather because she was like, you know, you didn't really give me anything. And fans actually sent me and she started showing logos that fans put together. And I'm not.
Yeah, but they were good. They were good. I liked what she did.
That's fine. But what Heather gave her was an elevated packaging, like, design that you could utilize through all of the things that she wanted. Like, the thing is like, yes, it was cute. It had the
sexy J
you wanted, the sexy J that she wanted. The problem was, is that it also like hearkened to skinny girl vibes and it was a cheetah brand. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just also like, I just couldn't imagine doing work. Like sometimes I occasionally will help friends with social media. And if someone just like was like, oh, you know what? My niece came up with this social media strategy. I would be like,
that's definitely what I'm sure.
That's what it felt like. It was just like, listen, fine. If you wanted that, then like you should have fan sourced it. You shouldn't have gone to somebody who's a professional, who's dedicated years of their life to it. Who's like, you know, like Heather, like, you know, worked for all these famous people, has this big brand to be like, and like the guy that she got her was awesome. So to,
yeah, we looked him up. I remember
to like insult him. And then like, that also looks bad at Heather. Like as a businesswoman, I was offended. Like,
yeah, I get it. My favorite line was Andy said he cannot wait for the day that he wakes up and puts a piece of bread in a toaster in a Sonya Morgan toaster oven. And I just was like, poor Andy, that day has never come.
You know what, Andy? We're all waiting for that moment.
It never came to be.
So
like the pizza oven in Jersey.
Yeah. Ovens and housewives don't mix.
No, oh,
that was household like a weird Sylvia Plath reference. Sorry.
No. Household appliances, like, no. You're not Black and Decker. Like, why would I ever trust and buy that?
I mean, you're not George Foreman. That's the thing. Remember, George Foreman was such a big deal. And, like, especially then, that was still, like, very George Foreman heavy days. And mm-hmm. so it did seem like, oh, if you're a celebrity and you slap your name on an appliance, you'll do well. But, like, his was actually more than just a fluke, you know?
His was also a device that hadn't been created already.
Exactly.
Like, he created a new item, which, by the way, my George Foreman got me through college. I loved my George Foreman.
It's a George Foreman. I think it's great. It's one of my favorite ways to cook a steak.
I haven't owned one in a while, and now I kind of want one again. I used to panini my sandwich like every day at school. It was so good. Now I want a George Foreman again.
Honestly, it's so fast. Now I feel like we're George Foreman. Buy us. That would be amazing. Like, what if he's like on the DL, like such a huge Roni fan? He's been listening.
I would die. You know, he named all of his children George.
Of course I know that. I remember that commercial when he was like, George, no, George. No,
it's like seven George. Of them or something crazy. The George Foreman Empire.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great kitchen appliance.
Yeah. So then there's
one more thing about the George Foreman. His marketing. We don't call it a panini press.
No.
We call it the George Foreman.
Foreman Grill.
So not only did he make a new product, at least in my mind, because that's the first time I ever saw it. He marketed where you don't even need to know who George Foreman is. He was a boxer.
Yes, I was about to say wrestler because wrestling.
I almost said wrestler
all over Philly.
I think he was a boxer.
Oh yeah, he was.
Here's the thing: it doesn't matter. But I know about his cooking appliance because he marketed it. He that versus just slapping your name on a Black and Decker.
I can literally
toaster.
Grill a steak in my apartment thanks to that man. I mean,
I'm literally gonna buy one now.
Amazon affiliate link yourself. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh.
So there's the Aviva and Ramona package. And the thing that, like, I just thought was very funny is, like, they were, like, it was like they were very good friends. But then after St. Barth's, there was no good moments. Or there was, like, it was all downhill. But I'm, like, the package that they showed, there's no moment where they seem to have liked each other.
Also, they were such good friends. They literally were friends for, like, a month.
Like, not even. They went to lunch or something. Like, it was just so funny because, like, they show them being contentious with each other every second of that package.
Mm-hmm.
George, we find out that George told Lou when he came in what he was doing. And Lou was like, that's a bad idea. And, but then she goes, but it was sweet that he came to defend his daughter. And Ramona is just like, what the frick? Andy lays out all the insults that Aviva threw at Ramona. And he's like, do you want to apologize? And they're like, what do you want her to be sorry for? It's like.
Well, and Ramona gets on Andy. She's like, why are you keep going at me? Like, and
oh, because for the most the rehab part, thing.
Yeah, the rehab, they keep bringing up that Ramona, does everyone think Ramona should go to rehab? And, like, it's a bit messed up conversation. I was kind of glad she actually called Andy out on it.
Stop bringing it up. And then Sonia and Ramona say they were home by midnight every single night. And Heather and Carol are just like, bullshit.
Yeah. Andy really goes through like everything that Aviva did and said about Ramona that was terrible, and he's like, so what do you want Ramona to apologize for again?
Yes,
like,
that's what
said, made you lose your shit about all of this? And then now we learn Aviva is sensitive to partying
because her mother
of her mother
alcoholism.
And Aviva is just, oh, actually I think Ramona tells her she needs a new therapist, which it
yes
is. Funny.
You're dead.
It's mean, but it's funny. That Aviva is just, she's what about isms? Like,
yeah,
their partying has nothing to do with your mother. So if you know that is a scenario that can trigger you, Like, you can't be mad at them.
But also, if it really was triggering her, I feel like in the moment, why didn't she say anything? It wasn't until after that, like,
she this is the first we heard about this.
She brings, they show a little clip either in this or I watched the deleted scenes just because I was like letting it run. And, and she does bring it up, but it's like after St. Barth's, it's after all the fights. And she's just like, well, you know, this is why it upsets me. And Carol's like, well, that makes sense. Like, you should have brought this up before. Then I thought it was really funny that Ramona is like, I drink as much as Luann. Yeah. It's like, oh, that did not age well.
I know. The stuff with Aviva, it almost reminds me of like when you post something on the internet and then people think it's like a like personal attack against them. And it's like, I didn't even know that you went through this in your life. So how would I personally know that this would affect you that way? You know, like,
yeah,
it's not. How would I like it's the two things are unrelated, like, and both things can be true at once. Like, the girls could party and Aviva could be triggered by people partying, but that doesn't mean that, like, what is it? Correlation is not causation, something like that.
But like, it was just like, also, like, you were going on a girls trip, you've seen them before drink, like, they were going on vacation. Typically, most people drink more on vacation,
yeah.
Like, what if, like, you were listing all these phobias that you had, all these concerns, never once were you like, oh, and I don't like to be around people who are partying because my mother was like that. It doesn't also sound like her mom was like a party alcoholic the way that she yeah. was talking about it. Like, it was all day, all night, like, very serious alcoholism.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, I'm not going to argue about other people's health conditions. It's not.
No, what I mean is like that she can feel that way, but you can't be mad at the girls for partying because absolutely. they're not doing it to trigger you.
Yeah.
Because of your mother. That's what I was trying to get. Like,
no, you were right.
They were like, Aviva's mom is an alcoholic. Let's get wasted in front of her and piss her off. Like,
that's so messed
so you can't, that'd be so messed up, but that's not what happened. So it's like, she can't use that. Like, she yeah. can't take it out on them, basically. You have and you have to recognize that and get over that, because they didn't really do anything wrong, which is shocking for me to ever say that Ramona didn't do anything wrong, but not in the and Sonia definitely didn't do anything wrong for
no user. I mean, Sonia's very much just like here for the ride.
That was about it.
We did find out that Carol did really date George Clooney, and it was right before his girlfriend Stacy, which I realized was Stacy Keibler. Remember, he dated her. She was a wrestling girl.
Yeah.
Wrestling woman. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she was in the WWE universe and then dated him. Sonia says that Heather's gotten more attractive since she got on the show, which was very funny. And then Ramona gets up thinking that the show was over, and it wasn't. And it was just one of those classic Ramona moments.
Oh my God, what an insane person.
And that's the end of season 5.
Yeah, yeah.
So it what was your rose and thorn?
Oh my gosh. Obviously the rose was St. Barth's trip, because it's just very memorable, you know, pirate night. Sonia hooking up with him, all of them drunk together, you know, that was definitely the rose. And the thorn was Aviva's dad. I could have deleted every scene that he was in.
I will say my rose was the toaster oven. I love the toaster oven ride, all of it, like, even like going into the deep dive of who the people were that Heather brought in, all of the photo shoot, the fact that it went into, you weren't here last week when I was talking about the fashion show and how during Heather's fashion show, Ramona and Sonia are screaming the entire time at the photographer that oh they didn't gosh. Get the right content. Like, the fact that like this ridiculous product of a toaster oven just caused so much, but it was like in a more fun way than Aviva bringing up St. Barth's. Mm-hmm. And I think the Aviva Aviva was probably my thorn because I feel like every time people were about to get past things, about to move on to something new, about to like give us another dimension, Aviva brought it back down to either St. Barth's or something that was just a total bummer. Like, she just seems like a Debbie Downer of a person, unfortunately. And I don't know if she is like that. She's claimed that she's very unsimilar to what she played on New York and that this was not a good representation of her. It's hard because that's all I know of her besides Fran Drescher being her cousin.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what else to give there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an interesting season. And I'm
Does
glad
that mean her dad's name is George Drescher? No, right?
I don't know. No.
It was her mom. But then why would she have her mom's last name?
I don't know.
All right, I have to do this real quick. Sorry, everybody. How is Aviva Drescher related to Fran Drescher? Our Fran Drescher. Okay. Aviva is related to her through her husband. Her Reed is Fran's cousin.
Wow.
I always thought that they were blood relation.
No.
That makes me like make her laugh. She's even more thorny now. Also, like, Reed, you should have had better jokes then.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, anything else to say?
No, I think that's it for season 5.
Well, thanks for taking this ride with us, guys. We appreciate you very much. Stay tuned. We'll let you know what's next.
Yes, we got some ideas cooking. That's for sure. And definitely check out my Instagram for updates at Brands by Bravo and maybe some polls to spice things up a bit.
And check out Thesu Funk. I'll be doing some virtual comedy shows soon. So that means that anybody anywhere could come watch them. So
very cool.
I'll be doing that at Thesu Funk. I'll let you know when.
All right. Sounds good. Till next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.